This is Akashwani, the news, read by Ashok Ojha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that in the past 10 years, the government has taken dedicated efforts to strengthen infrastructure to connect all the four corners of the country. Inaugurating the vertical lift sea bridge and laying foundation for 8,300 crore rupees worth projects, he said that the development of Tamil Nadu contributes to the development of the nation. Calling the projects as a gift on Ram Navami, he recalled the mention of Lord Rama in Sangam literature. He said that it was a precious moment to offer prayers at the ancient Rameshwaram temple and hand over the project on this day.
I feel blessed that I could pray at the Ramanath Swami temple today. On this special day, I got the opportunity to hand over development project worth 8,300 crore rupees. These rail and road projects will boost connectivity in Tamil Nadu.
The Prime Minister in his speech mentioned former President Abdul Kalam, who was born in Rameshwaram, and said that his life showed how science connected with spirituality. Calling the vertical lift sea bridge as a 20th century wonder, he congratulated and thanked the engineers who worked for the first vertical lift sea bridge, where ships and trains will make best use of it in future. He said that this will boost the ease of doing business, trade, tourism, and provide jobs for the people.
This bridge is India's first vertical lift railway sea bridge. Big ships will be able to sail under it. Trains will also be able to travel faster on it. I just flagged up a new train service and also a ship.
Mr. Modi said that due to the efforts of the center in the past 10 years, 3,700 fishermen were freed from Sri Lankan prisons, and more than 600 fishermen were freed from Sri Lankan prisons this year alone. He appealed to the state government to allow students to study medicine in mother tongue. President of India Draupadi Murmu today departed for Lisbon, the first leg of a two-nation state visit to Portugal and Slovakia. During a visit to Portugal, President Murmu will meet and hold delegation-level talks with her counterpart, President Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa. She will also meet Portugal's Prime Minister, Luís Montenegro, and the President of the National Assembly, José Pedro Aguiar Branco. In Slovakia, President Murmu will hold bilateral meetings with Slovak President Peter Pellegrini and Prime Minister Robert Fico. INS Trikand has provided urgent critical medical assistance to a Pakistani crew of a fishing vessel operating approximately 350 nautical miles east of the Oman coast. The Defence Ministry said that the Navy's mission-deployed stealth frigate INS Trikand intercepted a distress call from an Iranian dhow, Al-Omidi, where a crew member had sustained severe injuries to his fingers while working on the engine and was in critical condition. The injured individual, a Pakistani national, had suffered multiple fractures and severe hand injuries, resulting in heavy blood loss. Ram Navami is being celebrated with religious fervor and enthusiasm in different parts of the country today. The festival marks the birth of Lord Rama, the seventh incarnation of Lord Vishnu. In Ayodhya, people are celebrating Ram Navami with enthusiasm. Special rituals are being performed at Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple on the occasion of Ram Navami in Ram Nagari. Devotees from all over the world have reached the Ram Janmabhoomi Temple in Ayodhya to have darshan of Ram Lala on Ram Navami. On the occasion of Ram Navami, the rays of the sun applied tilak on the forehead of Ram Lala at 12 noon in Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple. This scene lasted for about 4 minutes. The United States customs agents began collecting President Donald Trump's unilateral 10% tariff on all imports from many countries. The initial 10% baseline tariff paid by U.S. importers took effect at U.S. seaports, airports, and customs warehouse from Saturday midnight. And that is the end of this news bulletin.